time to get underway with Radio Friendships. Stay tuned as your hosts, Don and Sandra Tipton, share exciting news about what God is doing throughout the world in this missions-minded radio broadcast.
Great day and welcome to Radio Friendships. This is Jeff Reed representing Don and Sandra Tipton from Port Mercy in Lake Charles, Louisiana. And we are so glad that you've joined us here today. You know, the privilege and the honor of being right here at Port Mercy in Lake Charles is that people, they stop by here and we get reports from all across the world from our brothers and sisters that are bringing back reports of what God is doing in distant lands. You know what? They're not so distant. We are one body and one family. And man, what an encouragement it is to hear from places like Liberia. You may remember a past program with Vincent Luisi on 12/13 of 07. Now, you may want to go back to our podcasts, which are found at www.friendships.org for more information. That's 12/13/07. And anyways, welcome to Radio Friendships today, Vincent.
Thank you.
Well, what brings you back to Lake Charles? What brings you all the way back to Lake Charles from Liberia?
Lake Charles has become a home base for me and my family in relation to ministry or partnering with us in what we are doing in Liberia. There's a church locally, it's called Crossroads.
Right.
And basically we are here this weekend to be able to share with them what's actually happening in Liberia.
Well, first of all, let's back up a little bit and inform our listeners that didn't hear your first broadcast. What is going on in Liberia? Liberia is a country in what part of Africa?
Liberia is located in Northwest Africa. And the last time I was here at this place was in 2007. And I had shared a number of things about working with orphanages in Liberia. 14 years of civil war that completely had destroyed the country, a number of cases of children that are on the streets and children that no one is taking care of them are all over the place. So we began to really work with orphanages in Liberia. And so today I hope I can have a little time to update you from the turmoils or troubles that the kids were experiencing then and the victories that we have today.
Amen. That's a beautiful part about the stories that the secular media leaves out. I mean, they love to report on wars and disasters and show the terrible things that are happening in the world, but they neglect to show the beauty, the flowers of God that have bloomed out of disastrous situations. None of this is beyond God to reach people. Would you agree with that?
Correct.
Well, also, we had one of your friends that came in, Rebecca Pratt, who was doing a lot of work with the orphanages there. And there were some challenges in a lot of the orphanages that were there. And she was going around and establishing which ones were credible and really taking care of the children and not so much the glory of the orphanage. Can you tell us a little bit about that?
Yes. In fact, Rebecca Pratt, she continuously working with the local government, the Ministry of Social Welfare, the local pastors, and we have seen that we are taking care of actually 20 orphanages or 20 homes. Out of those 20 homes, we developed little programs. Today, we have not only just the feeding programs, we have construction going, and then we just added the agricultural programs where we are training the orphans how to do small micro enterprise, agricultural, animal husbandry, raising the basic crops within their own environment. So there's a number of development that happened from the time Rebecca was here.
Okay, now you're working in cooperation with Mercy Ships, and what's the name of the ministry Rebecca is in?
Orphan Relief and Rescue.
Okay, and those can be found on the website, so lot of information about that. But what you guys are doing are creating some long-term solutions, not just going in and just feeding the children, which is a good thing, don't get me wrong, but you're allowing them to have a future.
Correct, because we discover that orphan relief and rescue, soon they will leave. And so we have to begin training the caregivers and training the orphans to actually take care of their lives, take care of their personal projects That's why we begin to really emphasize now on training, capacity building. Yes.
Okay. So why is this so important in Liberia? And actually, we find in a lot of countries, there isn't really a lot of government programs to take care of some of the needs that we take for granted in this country. Do you find that true in Liberia as well?
Yes. In Liberia, it's pretty much similar because the government is very limited in what they can do. Because an example of Liberia had just finished 14 years of civil war. The government is actually struggling to put up the infrastructure, because without infrastructure, it's very difficult to do things. They can't reach the people. They can't. Running water, it's hardly there. Electricity is hardly there. And so the government is actually trying to put the infrastructure together, but at the same time, you have a number of orphans that no one is actually assisting at this moment, because that's not a priority yet.
Yeah, they come farther down the list as far as governments are concerned. So this is a great opportunity. Actually, it is a responsibility of the church to step in at this point, and you guys have been able to do that. How have you been able to go in with construction and things where the government hasn't been able to? What allows you to do that?
One of the advantages that often relief and rescue or mercy ships in engaging the people is that they're trying to get the resources into the people's hands. The government have other programs or projects. Of course, they are funded by World Bank or the different groups. But of course, us as a Christian group or Christian organizations, we always have to look at how to empower a commoner. But again, it's a collaboration between the government permission to do so for us to get the resources into the commoners. So we are working in collaboration with the government, and they seen the need that for us to partner with the government, taking the resources to the orphans, people that are away in the villages. It's easier for us because we have some international links, and we are able to get into the remote without many difficulties, because we have some vehicles and we have our resources a little bit better to get into the people out there. Yeah. And so the government is trying their best in Liberia to be able to give those resources to their own people, but they're still limited in many, many ways. But for us as individual, non-governmental organizations, we are given that liberty or permission by the government to go and just help the people of Liberia.
Oh, what a difference it's making too. And what it seems unique or really prosperous, may I say, not in the monetary form, but in the spiritual way, is that you've been able to engage the people. It's not just an organization come and doing the buildings, but you're engaging the people in the construction process as well. A total involvement and integration between the ministry and the people in need, especially the orphans. Why do you think that's so important?
It is very important because we see that when you look at the future today, not only just of Liberia, but any country, investment on the young people, it's so crucial. And I have just one story here where we are working with this orphanage, Mama Cooper's orphanage, and last time I mentioned about that one there, and we have 65 kids run with one lady managing the 65 children, and there were a number of needs there. But in the last 2 years that we've been working with Mama Cooper's orphanage, she didn't have any. The infrastructure was so bad that there was no dormitories for boys and girls. There was no water well, and there was no school there. There was a number of things missing. But today, Mama Cooper's orphanage has both of those things that I just mentioned, dorms for boys, dorms for the girls, and they have a school, which we just finished. This 2008, we finished a four classroom where all those 65 kids are going to be attending school right at their orphanage. And one of their older boys, who is 16 years old, at the orphanage, Mama Cooper's, he wants to be trained to be a pastor one day.
Amen.
Not only wanted to pastor the kids at the orphanage, but he has a vision, wanted to minister to all those that have never experienced the love of God, but also the love of their dad, mom and dad never had that tangible love.
Yeah.
So he has a vision. So we are trying to promote training, working alongside Mama Cooper's kids to help them to reach their goal, which we believe that they could be the leaders for Liberia.
Amen. See, that's what I'm talking about. Some of those stories that aren't covered by the media. And as a matter of fact, on the website that you guys have, that's one thing that strikes us very quickly. You see a lot of the ministries tend to emphasize the bloated stomachs and the flies in the eyes and stuff like that, but you don't. You show the smiles and the joy of the children as they discover that they are loved and that there is a God out there that cares about them. That joy speaks volumes, doesn't it?
Yes, it does. It does. And again, it's just so exciting to hear some of the emails or phone calls that we get from the kids, especially the Mama Cooper's orphanage. Each day I get a call. I'm actually here in America for a short time now, but I'm getting some calls from them and saying, they call me Papa Vincent. Mm. Papa Vincent means father. And say, Papa Vincent, we are so thankful that you came not only with the gospel, but you came with the right tools to be able to help us to see that we can make it.
Mm.
And to be able to, they're orphans, but right now, we not only just a young man who is going to be trained as a pastor, and then we have another young man, his name is Anthony, on the same orphanage. He is doing a computer classes.
Hmm.
First time in his life working on a computer. Hmm. And is doing wonderfully. So we have all these reports. And so for us, we are encouraged that we are not only just impacting the spirit, but also their physical, because God is going to combine both of these areas of their lives to be able to really bring hope and healing in Liberia.
Amen. Well, we thank all the people that got involved from this area, or our listeners and the churches that are involved as well, that have put their faith in action and become difference makers to children that they've never actually met. But believe me, it is incredible in the kingdom of God. Now, we're going to have to take a short break here, but make sure you come back with us as we continue this conversation with Vincent Luigi from Liberia, Africa. We'll be right back.
God's Navy is in need of your help. Friendships is an international Christian relief organization based at Port Mercy in Lake Charles, Louisiana. Our ships sail with humanitarian aid, disaster relief, and medical missions to many nations. These are ships of war against hunger, poverty, and disease, sent in the name of the Lord to help the less fortunate. Local daytime help is needed, and there are also short and long-term positions available for adults of all ages. All skills are needed, including welders, engineers, mechanics, housekeepers, cooks, and warehousemen. The organization is volunteer. There's no pay, but the retirement benefits last forever. There is no cost to participate. This is an opportunity to be involved in foreign missions in a very vital way while still right here at home. Maybe friendships is what you've always been looking for. For more information, check out our website at friendships.org or call Port Mercy at 337-4333.
433-5022. Okay, we're back on Radio Friendships with Vincent Luigi from Liberia, Africa, that is sharing some reports of what's happening in Liberia. Now, we're going to give an opportunity for people to get information, but I want to give you a chance to get a pen if you'd like to continue to help or join in the help with what's happening in Liberia. But also, I want to take this time to suggest that there may be a couple of tools that are available to you that you don't realize that may be very helpful in a country like Liberia. Dorothy Miller, who you've heard on Radio Friendship several times, puts out little solar players, audio players with several different languages that will play the Bible in story form from Genesis to Revelation. Now, this can be a great audio tool in an area that doesn't have a lot of reading skills yet. In Africa, tell me, Vincent, don't they love stories? I mean, don't they tell a lot of stories and pass information and news through stories?
Yes. In fact, the entire continent of Africa, it's a storytelling culture. where we learn by stories.
Yeah.
Yes.
So I would encourage you to maybe order some of these. They also have DVD players that will show the film in their own language. You get a choice of three different languages to be included on these players. No batteries, solar powered. And you will find those at godstory.com. And I'll give you some more information on that later. But Vincent, why don't you give some information where people can get in touch with you or with Rebecca Pratt, whatever you think is the easiest way for people to get started in this.
Yes, if you are interested in participating or partnering with what we are doing in Liberia right now, you can go online and it's www.orphanreliefandrescue.org and phone number is 903-963-3635.
Okay, that's orphanreliefandrescue.org, right?
Correct.
Okay. And we encourage you to drop a line, find out what's going on from somebody that's actually been there, get eyewitnesses reports, get encouraged in your own faith by what's happening in Africa, and use that right here where you live. This is the exciting part about the kingdom. We're not separated. Vincent, you also have another story, another report from Liberia about somebody that's going to be, well, pursuing a computer career.
Yes. Uh-huh. Yes, and his name is Anthony, and Anthony is another orphan again. And Anthony has incredible, remarkable stories that he tells us. This kid, he was abused. There was one time, the orphanage that he was in, they almost wanted to kill him, and he was thrown in several places, a cliff, and sometimes you'd go without food. But today, Anthony, he is saved.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. He knows the power of the blood of Jesus Christ. He knows that the Savior cares for him, even though there are a number of things that actually people have done to him that we're taking care of this kid. He's older now, saved, is so passionate about life. So he began to say, God has a plan and purpose for me. So he's actually now, we have sponsored him to take computer classes in the city of Monrovia. The kid is super smart. He's almost like a genius. Mm-hmm. And so most of the time I see him and he always says to me, said, Papa Vincent, I once died, but God let me live. So now this is an opportunity for me to be able to go out there and show the world that even though I'm an orphan, but Christ is my daddy.
Amen.
So we are so excited to see Anthony going through this computer training and we are supporting him in all areas so that even his own country, the government believes in this kid, is very, very genius. Mathematics, geography, history, and now he's going into computer as an orphan. There is hope. So we believe that through the partnership and sponsorship that we are having towards this young man could be the future president for Liberia.
Amen. Amen. Well, what are the names of these two young men? One that wants to be the pastor, and Anthony is the one that you're talking about right now, because I want to encourage people to lift them up in prayer. Do not forget them in your prayers.
Yes. The one who wants to be a pastor, his name is Ali Kamara.
Okay.
And then the next one who is actually doing the computer courses, his name is Anthony Edmond.
Okay. All right. Let's remember them in prayers. And, you know, they can make a huge difference right where they live. They're not seeking power or fame. They are trying to be difference makers to show the world what a living God can do in an orphan's mind. Mm-hmm. It's maybe cast out by the world, maybe seen as little value by governments and the world. But in God's eyes, they are mighty men of God, aren't they?
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Yeah. Well, let's give people an opportunity to be able to help you. How would they be able to help you best? Do you need people to help volunteer? Do you need resources? Do you need finances? What's the best?
We have a number of needs in the office right now. We have physical needs, whether it's clothing for the kids, school material for the kids. We have 20 orphanages, about 1,500 kids that we are working with. And so we are somehow limited in how to obtain those things. Could be monetary needs that anyone who'd like to sponsor, whether it's just to the organization or us as individual, because each one of us have to basically raise our own support to be able to travel into Liberia each time.
Well, let me ask you, if somebody wanted to send a gift or resources, part of the challenge that people find is shipping costs to go to Africa is very expensive. Is there a place they can mail resources to here?
Yes. Well, yes, they can actually mail resources right here. And if you have clothing or if you have any school material, the agricultural tools, shovels, rakes, things that you physically that you could send it to us, we will take it in Texas. You can send it to P.O. Box 3000 Garden Valley 75771.
All right. Well, you know, we've given a lot of information here. You may be driving in the car and you weren't able to write that down. You know what? You can always call us here at Radio Friendships at 337-433-5022. That number is on the end of the program every day, so you can get that at any time. Call us. We'll get you that information. Vincent,
thank you.
There's also something unique that you've been able to do because you work with Mercy Ships and Orphan Relief and Rescue.
And YWAM.
So you're able to connect the dots and integrate these ministries in an effective way.
Yes.
Why is that so important?
I guess for me, I believe that God has called me and my family to really be a connector and partnering, because realizing that Africa, it's a big continent, and Africa, you have to have a man of peace there. And so for me, coming from an African background and partnering with the three groups, the three organizations, and helping them to help my people, that's incredible blessing.
Do you see a huge advantage by ministries cooperating?
Yes. I see there's a lot of partnership, and especially when we are in the field. Just to give you an example, this last year in Liberia, Orphan Relief and Rescue got a donation from Mercy Ships of physical money or cash to be able to install wells in few areas that Orphan Relief is operating. YWAM is in Liberia right now, and they were able to get donations, not monetary, but it was more like transportation-wise, where when Mercy Ships was leaving the country, YWAM doesn't have any vehicles. So Mercy Ships give them a Land Rover and say, can you guys use this? We are leaving now. The ship is actually departing, but we want to leave this as a blessing to you guys. You stay on the land.
Amen.
So we see a lot of partnership, and for me, I'm blessed because I'm able to partner with all these.
It's incredible when we work together and put the other's needs before our own or before our own ministry name.
Yeah.
That's a work of God. We thank you so much for joining us here today. Unfortunately, we are out of time. I know the time always goes fast with you, Vincent, and we look forward to hearing from you again.
Thank you so much for bringing me over here again.
All right. Well, God bless you. And again, thank you all that have been involved with this and will continue to be involved with this. You are making a difference to people that you don't even know, and it is a huge difference. Don't ever think that it's a small thing to give just a small amount of whatever you have in excess. You may not have big amounts. It doesn't matter. It makes a huge difference to somebody that has nothing. And speaking of making a big difference, let's give out that website for the solar audio players and DVD players that can make a huge impact, especially in a community that doesn't read or write well. These are the story of the Bible from Genesis all the way to Revelation in their own language. That website is, well, there's several ways you can get to it. You can get to it at www.gods-story.com or movieofthebible.com. Either one of those should really help you out. Well, anyways, thank you for joining us. Make sure you join us again here tomorrow. Have a great day, and God bless.
Thank you for listening to the Friendships broadcast today. Don and Sandra Tipton invite you to join them again next time as we stand in awe of the great God we serve. Friendships is based at Port Mercy in Lake Charles, Louisiana. For information about Friendships Unlimited, dial 337-433-5022 or go on the internet to friendships.org.